The SCP Foundation is a secret organization that contains anomalous objects, entities, locations, and other things and studies them in order to protect humanity. They are also responsible for keeping anomalous activities out of the public eye, even if it means detaining witnesses. There are three main classifications of objects: SAFE, Euclid, and Keter. SAFE class objects are anomalies that are reliably contained on a permanent basis or otherwise do not trigger their anomalous effects unless intentionally activated. It should be noted that classifying an object as safe does not mean it does not pose a threat, merely that it is easy to contain. Euclid class objects are anomalies that are unpredictable such that reliable containment is not always possible, but do not pose sufficient threat to qualify for Keter classification. Majority of the entities that are contained by the Foundation are Euclid, but after research, classification may change. Any anomaly that has autonomy, sentience, and/or sapience are generally classified as Euclid due to the inherent unpredictability of an object that can think or act on its own. Keter class objects are anomalies that pose an inherent serious threat to the safety of mankind and either require extensive and complex procedures to contain or cannot fully be contained by the Foundation. These anomalies are generally considered to be the most dangerous ones in Foundation containment. All research efforts are directed towards enabling more reliable containment measures or, as a last resort, neutralization or destruction of its anomalous effects. There are a few other classifications. Neutralized, where anomalous effects have been destroyed, intentionally or otherwise, disabled, or otherwise no longer function or exhibit anomalous effects. Explained, where anomalies have been completely and fully understood to the point where their effects are now explainable, have been debunked as false or mistaken, or are so widespread in public that containment is no longer possible. Objects that are classified as thaumal are utilized by the Foundation to contain or counteract the effects of other highly dangerous anomalies. Now, a summary on the Foundation's security clearance. Level 0. This is given to people who don't need to know information regarding anomalies but still work for the Foundation, such as janitors and people in logistics. Level 1. This is given to people who work near or indirectly with an anomalous object, but not actually interact with them. Level 2. This is given to people who need direct info regarding an anomaly for their line of work. Level 3. This is given to people who need in-depth information regarding the origin and plans for the object. Level 4. This is given to people who need information regarding Foundation-wide projects. Level 5. This is given to people who are seen as the highest-ranking members of the Foundation and get access to almost all Foundation information. Now, personal classifications. Class A, personnel that are deemed extremely important to all Foundation operations and projects and are not allowed to interact with anomalies for any reason. Class B, personnel that are deemed essential to local Foundation operations and can only access anomalies after large amounts of preparation to prevent death. Class C, these are personnel with direct access to most anomalies that are not seen as hostile or dangerous. Class D, these are personnel that are used to handle dangerous anomalies and cannot come into contact with Class A or Class B personnel. They are drawn from either prisons or death row. In an emergency, D-class personnel may be obtained from other sources, such as political prisoners, refugees, or civilians. Class E, those who have been exposed and affected by an unknown anomalous effect. Class E personnel are quarantined as soon as possible and can only return to work when fully cleared of anomalous effects. This has been a summary of the SCP Foundation. This podcast is a reading of the SCP Foundation Wiki's entries. I do not in any way own or take credit for any entry that I read on this podcast, as the SCP Foundation is protected under Creative Commons license.